It's become as much of a cliffhanger as the main event. Will the celebrity singing the Star Spangled Banner actually make it to the land of the free or skid off course on a sour note?
Oh, the land of the free!
All right, Kelly Clarkson, she made it, of course. And by the way, do you know all the words to that song or what they mean? And what is the national anthem for anyway? If you've got some thoughts on this, Studio 360, another public radio program with our partners at WNYC and Public Radio International, are putting you up to the challenge of submitting your ideas for a new national anthem. With me in the studio is the host of Studio 360, Kurt Anderson.
What kind
Kurt?
Of a pinko thing is this?
Oh, come
hey,
on.
Hey, it's public radio. Hey, we're pinkos.
Well, all right, let me start. Okay. Words, the words of the Star Spangled Banner celebrate a battle in Baltimore Harbor. They are set to a British drinking song music, which for most Americans is unsingable. Somebody in my research called it a heaven-piercing abomination. Your goal for the Star Spangled Banner?
Well, our goal is really to get people thinking about what a song for America ought to be, could be, might be, rather than this song, which has always been complained about. And people don't really realize that, yeah, it is about the War of 1812, but in fact, it's only been the Star-Spangled Banner since 1931. It's not that memorable.
Not written in stone. And by the way, yours is not, as I know you know, the very first competition. 1861 was the very first competition for a national anthem, and somebody described it so eloquently. What they were looking for was the national heartbeat set to music.
And I don't think, if this is the national heartbeat set to music, I think, you know, get the paddles.
It's not
a great piece of music. It is, as you say, it's not a song that people know even the first verse to very well. There are three other verses nobody knows.
Indeed. May I just point out, I think there already does exist a better choice for a national anthem, and here's my vote.
America!
Fine song.
It's a gorgeous song. America the Beautiful, sung, of course, by the great Ray
anthem.
Charles. Well, it ought to be. It's a peaceful celebration of a beautiful land. The melody was written right here in New York Harbor. It's actually singable. What's wrong with America the Beautiful?
America the Beautiful will be okay. People have since 1931, many people have suggested it. There is This Land Is Your Land, written not long after the Star Spangled Banner was made the national anthem. God bless America. What we're saying is there are tens of thousands of great songwriters.
American Idiot by Green Day.
There's that.
All right, Kurt, give us the rules. What do people have to do?
The rules are they have another 10 days until the 20th of June to write new lyrics and music to a new national anthem. They can go to studio360.org, submit those in MP3 form.
The Revolutionary Communist Youth
How
League.
Is the... I would like... John... Be quiet. Kurt, how are you going to judge this competition?
We have experts who are going to judge the best ones, and we're going to then...
Experts? Give names, please.
Anthemologists?
It's a secret.
Expert,
it's
what?
A secret. The people our producers will judge the best ones, and on the 4th of July weekend, we will, on Studio 360 around America, we will play the best one, as well as the new Uncle Sam. People are also creating new Uncle Sams for
us. Right. Very patriotic. Kurt Anderson, host of 360. Get those submissions in, folks.
Studio360.org. There you go. John Hockenberry is illustrating the need for this.
Free.